This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I am the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. So my question is, if a testosterone booster doesn't actually raise your testosterone levels after doing a blood test, then is there any point in actually taking this particular herb or supplement in the first place? What I'm going to do is look at the claim that testosterone boosters don't work, and we'll dive deep into what they actually might be doing in the human body, which no one else is discussing online. So let's assume this particular scenario. You start taking a particular supplement that's designed to boost testosterone levels naturally. You start taking it for maybe 8 to 12 weeks, and then you decide to get a blood test. And after you get the blood test results back, you notice that your testosterone score has not changed at all since starting this particular supplement. But what you have noticed is an improvement in energy levels, an improvement in libido, an improvement in energy levels and overall vitality. You may have even noticed an improvement in mood and confidence. So do we now completely disregard this supplement and say that testosterone boosters don't work? Well, again, it's another reminder that obviously it really does matter in terms of seeing whether or not objectively on a blood test, your testosterone level. But if you're responding well to a particular supplement, but it's having no effect on your blood test parameters, that does not mean this particular supplement is a waste of money. And so what I really want to do is have a look at the backdoor pathways to some of these subjective benefits that you may be noticing after using various supplements that are designed to boost testosterone naturally. Now, just as a friendly reminder, there are specific supplements and herbal medicines that do have subjective and objective benefits in terms of increasing testosterone. And there's a number of supplements that I've talked about in my Limitless course, such as Tonkarali, Sistanch, Pine Pollen. Some of these supplements do have a favorable effect on testosterone levels if we were to do a blood test. But what I really want to remind you of is the other subjective backdoor pathways where we see some of these benefits. So just remember that some of these herbs and supplements or peptides, they can alter subjective well-being via Number one, manipulating neurotransmitters. So a good example of this is the natural testosterone booster, quote unquote, maca powder, which does not appear to increase testosterone at all in humans. But what it does appear to do is raise the concentrations of specific neurotransmitters, which we'll dive deeper into shortly. Number two is they can also manipulate subjective well-being via altering neurosteroid production, and think allopregnanolone. So let's say, for example, we use another common herbal testosterone booster and we don't understand the mechanisms, but one of the ways in which it might be working is through raising the levels of allopregnanolone in the brain, which is a neurosteroid that does convey anti-anxiety effects and also supports healthy mood. Now, another way in which some of these testosterone boosters might be working is by manipulating neurotransmitter receptor sites, sensitivities, and binding affinities. So they might be acting as natural dopamine transporter inhibitors. They might be inhibiting MAO-A or MAO-B enzymes. And so what we need to consider in addition to this is that some of these herbs and supplements can also alter subjective well-being via enhancing blood flow or via the upregulation or downregulation of various enzymes in the body. And again, if you're going to be subjecting yourself to these particular experiments, there's no way of truly knowing whether or not it's actually raising or decreasing some of these enzymes and pathways in the human body unless you're actually, you know, surrounded by doctors and medical professionals that can do these extremely sophisticated testing to assess whether or not they're affecting these enzymes. And so what is the end goal of supplementation? Well, if you ask me, it is to feel, look, and perform better. It's to enhance vitality and subjective life quality and well-being. If science hasn't proven this, does it really matter? This is when it comes back to N equals one, sometimes does matter. And so if a supplement is safe, free of side effects, but does not impact blood test results, but it actually makes the person feel great, even if it's a placebo, is it still worth the money? Or is it a waste of money? Here's an example. Fidoja agrestis, which was popularized by our favorite doctor, Dr. Andrew Huberman. Fidoja agrestis stem extract restores selected biomolecules of erectile dysfunction in the testicular and penile tissues of paroxetine treated Wistar rats. And so if we don't see an increase in blood testosterone levels following Fidoja extract in humans, let's say you're a guy, you've started using Fidoja and you've done a blood test 12 weeks later, but your testosterone level hasn't increased, but you've noticed better mood, better erections, better vitality. Does this make Fidoja extract a waste of money? Well, actually, we can see here the particular pathways in which it might be working. We can see that for paroxetine lowered mounting frequency, intromission frequency, and we can see that they compared it to sildenafil. And so what they noted was that Fidoja extract appeared to restore the nitric oxide cGMP pathway, which are basically erectile dysfunction associated key enzymes in the penile and testicular tissues of male rats via antioxidant means. So we're seeing here that Fidoja agrestis does appear to favorably impact blood flow. And so this might explain how Fidoja extract might be working. This next study here outlines how maca powder may be able to improve metabolism and general neurotransmitter production. We can see this study here was titled Antidepressant-like behavioral, anatomical, and biochemical effects of petroleum ethyl extract from maca in mice exposed to chronic unpredictable mild stress. And so what they noted here was that maca extract also induced a significant reduction in corticosterone levels in mouse serum. in mouse brain tissue after 6 weeks of treatment, noradrenaline and dopamine levels were increased by maca extract. Serotonin levels were not significantly altered. These results demonstrated that maca showed antidepressant-like effects and was related to the activation of both noradrenergic and dopaminergic systems. And so another example of this is how tribulus can alter our mood and motivation via decreasing prolactin. So here what they noted was that tribulus treatment dropped the prolactin levels of the males from 17 down to 7, a whopping 60% drop. So it appears that tribulus is also anti-estrogenic, at least in humans. And we can see that tribulus may act as a monoamine oxidase inhibitor, leading to higher levels of dopamine in the brain. And so due to the higher levels of dopamine, the mood is elevated slowly, and the stronger and better the feeling for the user is. So we can see that tribulus does appear to manipulate the neurotransmitters in the brain, as I alluded to.
Thank you everyone for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boostyourbiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.